I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Democrats and Republicans in Congress are pressing the Bush administration to provide a better assessment of what the war in Iraq will cost. Some lawmakers say the administration is waiting to say until after the election, though late yesterday the White House did concede it may have to ask for more money for the war before November. Marketplace's Bob Moon has researched how much the war is costing in comparison to other recent wars involving the U.S.
Governments routinely underestimate the financial costs of waging war, and this conflict has been no exception. The Pentagon now estimates increasing violence in Iraq is pushing costs over budget, possibly by as much as $4 billion in the next few months. Defense officials say the war is currently costing an estimated $4.7 billion a month. The cost of the war in Iraq has been folded together with military operations in Afghanistan. Two supplemental appropriations passed by Congress since the invasion in March of last year total more than $160 billion. Factor that into a gross domestic product that's expected to approach almost $12 trillion this year, and the war costs are a small fraction of the overall U.S. economy, not much more than 1%. That roughly parallels the share of the economy that it cost to fight the first Gulf War, around $80 billion in today's dollars, or roughly 1% of the gross domestic product. The Vietnam War, by comparison, consumed about 12% of the GDP between 1964 and 1972. In the early 1950s, the 3 years of the Korean War amounted to roughly 15% of the total economy. World War II was much more expensive. It consumed more than $2.8 trillion in today's dollars, which was 130% of the gross domestic product.
New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for stories about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.